Chizik number two, Ches Nisan Tavshin Pei. I'd like to share with you a powerful thought about tshuva. Zok the Gemara and Megillah Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. Chazal Darshin that Moshe Rabbeinu was misaki in a special takana that Klal Yisrael should be shalim v'dorshin Lamed Yom before each and every single regel the relevant halachas pertaining to that regel. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Frek the Marsha. The makor for this takana is in the Parsha of the Moadim. And in that Parsha, we also find Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So why don't we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was also misaking this very same halacha of Shoal and Medorshim in regards to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We should be Osik in Hilchos Tshuva, Lamed Yom, before Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah as well. Says the Marsha Lahafli. Moshe Rabbeinu was only misaking this takana in regards to the Gimel Regalim specifically, because their halachas only come mizman lizman. They come once a year. Binyan Hasukkah, Hagalas Kalim, Chametz. But Zok the Marsha Tshuva, that's not that way. Yesh le Adam litein libo le Tshuva b'chol Hashana. The halacha of Tshuva applies throughout the year. And the truth is, while it may be difficult for us to build up our motivation to do tshuva throughout the year, there is no doubt in my mind that Hashem has granted us the unbelievable matana with this tkufa. He has given us an unprecedented opportunity to tangibly feel emotions of Yiras Hashem, emotions of feeling the presence of Hashem in front of us, in order to stir ourselves to be chozer b'tshuva. We have never seen Yiras Hashem so visible, so real, and so concrete in our lives as we do today. In fact, Ravigdor Miller on page 275 in his biography says that if you take the word Yira and you switch around the letters, it comes out to Re'iya, to seeing. Because a true Yirei Hashem has to develop a sensory awareness of Hashem. He has to feel Hashem is present in his life, throughout his life. And Rav Victor Miller there also brings down one of the most penetrating mashalim of Yiras Hashem. He describes Yiras Hashem as being the equivalent of someone driving in his car, and suddenly he becomes aware that a police car is driving behind him without any sirens. Immediately, the driver, we all know this, slows down and makes sure that he's driving fully within the law. You know, all his hand signals are up, all his left turn and right turn signals are up, his rear view mirror is just so, because the police is watching, the police car is watching. So too, Zucker Victor Miller, when one has Yiras Hashem in the real sense, when he has a sensory awareness of Hashem, he also behaves as he should. He always makes sure that his every move, his every action, his every thought, his every dibur is according to the law, according to the halacha. But we must remember that tshuva meyira, while it's an unbelievable madriga, that's not the ultimate goal of tshuva. A tshuva shlema means a tshuva me'ahava. As the Ma'bit in Beis Elokim in Shar Beis, Perek Aleph writes, the ikker kavana of someone who shav b'tshuva is not to just be menatzel himself from onesh. Rather, zok the Ma'bit lehiskariv el boro. Kirvas Elokim. Tshuva meyira is only a stepping stone to what Hashem desires most from us. And that's a kesher shel kayama based and rooted in ahava. Not just any ahava, in passionate, relentless cheshek and ahava to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'omek libenu. Rabbi Eliyahu Soloveitchik once said that tshuva is not just about getting rid of our averos and saving ourselves from onesh, but it's about gaining new perspectives. And I have to admit that for me at least, my perspective has changed drastically throughout this matzav. It's not just about getting rid of our veros. It's more than that. It's trying to build an underlying kesher with Ribbono Shel Olam, which is based on ahava, cheshek, simcha, a drive, an emotional kesher, not just merely an intellectual one, but to build on that intellect and to have an emotional kesher with Ribono Shel Olam. I had to share the last point. This is unbelievable chassam sofer, life-shattering, and it's a mitzvah lefarsi in this chassam sofer. Not many people know it. Chassam sofer was blessed with Ruach HaKodesh. He was a Malach Elokim Tzvakos. Rav Gedalia Shur once said that there were Gedolim who were Gedolim Bador, and then there were Gedolei Hadoros. Chassam sofer was Gedolei Hadoros. Listen to this unbelievable chassam sofer. We know that the Chazal tell us that when one does tshuva meira, his donos become like shgagos. His averos get downgraded to a lower onesh of a shgaga. But, zak the Chazal, when one performs tshuva mi'ahava, his donos become zichuyos. He mamish is able to transform his tshuva, his zidonos, his averos, into mitzvos. So most who read this are... undoubtedly, they're intrigued by such a phenomenon. Wow, I have the ability to change my averos to actual mitzvahs? Unbelievable. But they say to themselves, listen, maybe I can pull off a tshuva meira. A tshuva mi'ava, that's obviously limited to tzaddikim, to bali madrega. No shaychas to us. Zok the chsam seifel. Oh boy, listen to this. Zok the chsam seifel. Af agav de amru chazal tshuva meira brings you zedonos nasu kishkagos. Even though tshuva meira only brings the person to downgrade his averos from zedonos to shkagos, mikol makom zaklasam soifer behitstareif leze gam tfila utzedaka. If a person adds on to his tshuva meira the element of tfila and the element of tzedakah, then your tshuva meira is nasik is chuyos. Your tshuva meira is able to count as a tshuva mi'ahava. It's able to mamish transform your averos to zichuyos if all you do is add tefillah and utzdaka. And al pi dvareinu, it makes total sense. Because once you have the tshuva meira, the two other fundamental requirements in building a kesher with the Ribono Shel Olam, and building a kesher with anyone, is communication and giving. Tefillah and tzedakah. And so with this Chassam Sofer, this Erev Pesach, coming Pesach, right now, if we do this Tshuva Meira with these two elements of tefillah and tzedakah, we can take every shtus we ever heard and turn it into Divrei Torah. Any Isser that our eyes have ever seen can turn into Vahare Neinu Besorasecha. Every Achilas Taiva Chashu Shalom, or even an Achilas Isser by mistake, can be turned to an Achilas Karban Pesach. We can be Zoche to this Tshuva. It's Noira V'Naros. Let us take advantage. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.